Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We do know that there are a good slate of NFL games this weekend. Two teams on bye, Lions and the Saints. Two teams playing last night. Undefeated on Thursday nights.
Yeah, I went against you guys. I took the Giants and you guys crushed me. It was over in the... That game was going the wrong direction for me right from the beginning.
How are the Giants so terrible when you've got Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham Jr.? That offense should be... Oh, I know. Eli Manning's getting worse.
God, he's terrible. 37?
Well, they got no offensive line either. And
then after the game, he says he can still play. Last night proved me wrong and proved my theory. My theory didn't work last night. You know, the home underdog in the division... On a primetime game, well, last night it didn't work.
The theory works unless that team is trash.
Yeah, which the Giants are.
Well, sometimes it goes, but it just, I mean, in the long haul, it works, but last night was a setback.
Good tweet from Ross Tucker last night, who covers the NFL. He said, in all sincerity, I think Eli's the first player I can ever remember that has legitimately hurt their Hall of Fame resume by continuing to play in his final years.
Well, there's a guy out there, a gambler. A touter, a sports touter, calls himself Mr. Monday Night because he claims he picks every Monday night game right.
Oh, like I'm Mr. Thursday.
Well, that's what I was going to lead you right there. You ought to call instead of calling yourself the legend, all that other stuff, call yourself Mr. Thursday Night.
I think I may have to. Well, let's see if I'm Mr. Sunday.
I'm the maker of nicknames here at the show.
We're $50.
Yes.
You owe Cody.
25
from last night.
Yeah, he bet me on a preseason game last week.
We talked about doing NBA. Packers Niners, which is Monday night's game, 9.5.
Okay.
I will do that with you for 100.
All right, so I'll take the Niners plus the 9.5. You love that game.
I love it so much.
So we are quadrupling the stakes, if that's a word.
Yes, it is a...
Quadruple the stakes.
It is a Corliss quadrupler.
Yes.
Named after Andrew Corliss.
Okay, Ron.
The former.
You got that? You got that one down there?
Yeah, it's all set.
I'll be in LA.
We got to move through these this week.
Yeah.
We got to move through these.
Yeah, we got to.
Enough flirting. We got to get right down and dirty, boys. Atlanta hosting the Buccaneers. The Falcons are 1-4. The Buccaneers are 2-2. Jameis Winston will start this one. The spread, Cody.
-3 Falcons favorite at home.
What are the Falcons now?
They're 1-4.
1-4, man.
They lost to Pittsburgh last week. Bad. 41-17 was that score.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't know what to think of this one. You guys got a feel on it?
Well, everyone thinks it's going to be a shootout. I tend to agree. I'm going to lean towards the home team. I'm going to take Atlanta.
Yeah, the over and under is 57.
Well, everyone thinks it's going to be a shootout.
I never like home teams that are favored by a field goal because that tells you maybe the other team is better. I'd lean toward Tampa.
Yeah, I like Atlanta. I like them huge in this game. Win by like 10.
Bro, it's right off the start here. You don't waste any time.
Yeah, that's one of my picks of the week. The Falcons, -3.
I've already got 100 in with frames. I'd do 25 on this with you.
Okay, yeah, again, I don't have a feel on this, but I would never take Atlanta. I don't like a home 3-point favorite. I'll take Tampa.
And we're betting.
25 apiece here, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right, let's
running
start.
It down.
Oh, my God. All right, the Bengals are 4-1. They host the 2-2-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. Cody?
This one is -2 Bengals.
Well, Rosie is smiling today because he says he likes a lot of games.
So. Do you like this one, Cody?
I love this one.
Oh,
this is my lock of the week.
Rhodes loves the
on the underdog, the Steelers.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, I would have guessed you would have loved the Bengals.
No,
here.
I love Pittsburgh in this one.
Oh, you know you do, huh?
I love Tomlin. He's fired up. He just got fined.
Really? Yeah.
Antonio Brown.
You love the Steelers, huh?
Le'Veon Bell's coming back in a few weeks. I think their team's finally getting back on track.
Okay.
I love the Steelers, too, in this one.
Thank you.
I love the Steelers.
I am so high on Pittsburgh this week. Like, there's no way they're losing this game.
None.
Well, you know what? I love the Steelers up until about 30 seconds ago.
All right.
Oh,
I'm
the
writing
Bengals.
It down, Freems.
I love the Bengals now. Yeah.
Bart, you in on this one?
You guys love this one
Are
so
we
much.
Betting on this one?
I love the Bengals. Yeah.
Sure. I don't. Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
You want to bet?
Yeah, I thought you liked it.
I already got 100 on you. I was cut off.
Oh.
But I just love the Steelers so much that let's go.
Okay, I'll take the Bengals.
Well, let's bet on every game this week. Why not?
Well, okay.
Might as well.
The Browns are 2-2-1.
Brewers aren't playing Sunday.
No, we guess do something.
Neither are the Packers.
Brewers are Browns are 2-2-1. They host the Chargers. Browns won last week in overtime against the Ravens. Chargers a win against the Raiders. I believe the Chargers are favored.
They open as a -1 favorite. It's down to our pick 'em now.
All right, I'm going to take the Chargers on the road. I just don't think the Browns are ready to stack success yet. They will do that once Mike McCarthy's their head coach next season.
I like the Browns in this one, too.
I like the Browns in
I like the Chargers, I said.
Oh.
And now I'm not going to bet on this one. I'm not going to bet again. Okay. I can't bet where my heart is invested. My heart is invested in the Browns.
Rhodes, how much do you like this game?
Don't we both like the Browns?
Yeah, I'm just saying, but you have a little, whenever you have that little strut, yeah, you know, it's, I can tell.
I mean, I don't, like, love this game.
Okay, I like the Browns.
So we're not betting on this one, but I am taking the Chargers, and you can see all my picks. Bart's Bets, 1057FMTheFan.com. Houston 2-3, hosting Buffalo 2-3. Buffalo, a hard team to figure out. They went to Minnesota and destroyed them. Went to Green Bay, got destroyed, and then beat the Titans, who I think are a pretty good team.
I don't get that. They're a hard team to figure out. Yet they're what, a 10-point underdog here?
Yes. Why don't you open the bidding here, Chuck, on Creams? This one?
Like the Bills to cover the 10. Like the Bills here.
I love the Texans.
Really?
I love the Texans in this one.
Yeah, I like the Bills.
The Texans are disappointing.
I don't think the Texans are that good.
But they're at home.
Watson's beat up. I don't care if they're at home.
Okay. Well, I like the Bills here, Bart, if you want to.
I think the Bills have a pretty good defense. I don't think that the Texans can run away with this game.
Cody just convinced me not to bet the Texans. I will take the Texans, but I will not bet the Texans.
Okay.
So Cody just talked himself out of a free $25.
Okay.
Cody. I would have gone, but you convinced me. Good job.
That didn't take much. Usually you go to the opposite of him.
Yeah. I'm surprised that you're just backing down so easily. Okay. Usually you stand up for what you believe in.
Oh, no, I like that. Interesting. So. Miami 3-2, hosting the Bears at 3-1. The Bears are wearing their orange jerseys this weekend.
I love those jerseys,
by the way.
You
know, I do like those. I do, too.
Yeah, they're nice jerseys.
3-2 Dolphins. I think this is a 3-point spread.
3.5 Bears on the road.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'm going to take the Dolphins to cover the 3.5.
The Bears, are they good enough yet to be a favorite against anybody, especially on the road?
Well, this is a really hard one because the Dolphins they started 3-0, then went to New England and lost, then went to Cincinnati and lost. So, I mean, no, Cincinnati's 4-1. The Patriots are the Patriots. The Dolphins may be a good team, but they're a 3.5-point underdog at home. I am going to go with Miami.
Yeah, I like Miami, the home underdog here, too.
I like Miami, too, to cover. I do. I do like Miami to cover. I think it'll be an ugly, low-scoring game. Trubisky's not throwing 6 touchdowns on this one.
What about the Bears? Are they going to win?
Oh, they'll win. They'll win by a field goal.
Over and under is 41.5. That seems kind of high.
41 seems high?
Yeah, for these two teams.
Well, possibly.
I mean, the Bears put up 48 in our last game, but I like the under in this one, too.
Vikings 2-2-1, hosting the Cardinals at 1-4. I mean, the Vikings... Vikings. What's the spread? 10?
-10.
Vikings. Yep. Cardinals are bad. I don't know how they won last week, but they're bad.
So play the 49ers with no Garoppolo?
I think Arizona's going to cover the 10, but the Vikings are going to win. I like Arizona plus the 10, but Minnesota to keep it within the number.
This is a similar situation, the Vikings in Buffalo a few weeks ago. I don't think the Vikings let that happen to them again. I think they blow them out.
Yeah, I do too.
I like Arizona. You guys want
to? No, I will never force myself to root for Minnesota ever. Okay. Ever in my life, as we are throwing the money that we do not have around and trying to take each other's paychecks from each other.
Well, or cash advances out of the credit
card.
Cash
advances is always
five
good.
Credit cards.
I think my wife gets paid next week, so I should be moderately fine. Cody, the bets we've made so far?
So far, you guys have the $100 bet. First one of the season. Bart has the Packers -9.5 against Freems, who has the 49ers to cover. And then myself and Bart have a few bets against Freems. We both have Atlanta -3 against the Bucks. And then, Bart, you and me also have Pittsburgh +2 against Freems' Bengals.
The Jets are 2-3. They host the 1-4 Colts. What's the spread on this one?
This one's a close spread. I got it at 2.5 for the Jets at home.
Oh, they're favored?
Yes.
I'm going to take the Colts to win this game.
Yeah, I like the Colts in this one, too.
I like the Jets to win, but I'm not overly confident in this game, so I'm not going to.
I do kind of like the Colts a little bit better than normal in this
Jets
one.
Got a big win last week against Denver, 34-16. Yeah. Colts lost at New England. Didn't really look good in that one, but.
But the Jets did look good in that Denver game, man.
Yeah, that was, who had 200-some yards? Crowell?
When I was in Denver last Sunday, we were watching this game, and this game was on in the press box at the Coors Field, and, man, the Jets look awesome.
Well, we'll see if it happens this week. I do not think it will. The Raiders are 1-4. They host the Seattle Seahawks. This game is in London, so it's at noon. So they host, quote-unquote, but it's in London.
No 8:30 starts anymore?
There is one next week.
Okay, but this one isn't. This must
be. This one's a nooner.
Okay.
And I think next week is Chargers somebody, and that will be on, might be Eagles, but it will be on CBS. This one is just on normal Fox, but you have to have the package to watch it or Red Zone. I'm going to go with, what's the spread?
-2.5 Seattle.
I'm going to take Seattle over in London. I think Seattle's going to be one of those teams that aren't good, but by the end of the season, they have like 9 wins.
Yeah, they'll get sneaking into the playoffs, one of those type.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Oakland here. I like Oakland in the upset.
Yeah, I love Seattle here in like maybe like a 10-point win, something like that.
Whoa,
Rhodes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm willing to take 2.5 here.
Yeah, I'll take you on this one.
Rhodes, you're in.
I'll sit on the sidelines. My other rule is never bet London games.
Because of the flight and all that, you don't know what's going to happen over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Washington hosts the Panthers. Washington is a tough team to figure out. I believe they are favored by
a
point.
It's a pick'em now. It's time to pick him.
Sounds like it's moving Carolina's way.
Now, when Carolina's at home, I'm pretty much always going to take Carolina at home. Always. Mm-hmm. On the road, they're a different story. I will take them here, though. The Redskins team, they're too... I mean, I know they beat the Packers, but I'm going to go with Carolina.
I like Washington. I was impressed with Washington a couple weeks ago against Green Bay. I think Washington's going to beat Carolina here. Carolina's better than Green Bay, but I think Washington still gets them.
Yeah, I think Carolina falters this weekend. I think Washington takes them down.
You know, it's very possible that happens, so I will keep my wallet in my pants on that one. The Broncos, maybe an old-fashioned Denver double down here. The Broncos are 2-3 coming off that awful loss to the Jets. They host the 5-0 Rams, who are 7-point favorite?
7.5.
Oh, so it's going up.
Oh, no, back down to 7. Sorry.
7, okay. I am not betting on this one. No Denver double D from me.
This will be the first weekend that we don't do a Denver double down.
Yeah.
This is a tough one because that 7 is a lot. I am going to take the Rams, though.
A road dog? I mean, a road favorite of 7? 7.5, you said? That's, If anything, I'd take the home team here, Denver, but I don't have a real good feel. I mean, the Rams might just wax them.
I'm going to take the Rams.
I'll take the Rams, too.
Cody? Yeah, I got the Rams, too.
We all took the same thing.
Hard to bet against the Rams these days.
Wow, good for us.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep. All right, the Cowboys are 2-3. They host the Jacksonville Jaguars at 3-2. I was on Twitter the other day, and I don't know why this popped up, but it did. Every week, because it's not like the Packers where you know what jersey they're going to wear, but the Jaguars every week have a different color scheme. Pants, shirts, and like I watch the unveiling of it. They do it on some show. And so this week it's going to be black top and teal pants. I think it's the first time they've ever used this combo. And I think that combo is enough to convince me that they're going to beat Dallas on the road. The spread on this one?
-3, Jacksonville.
I like Jacksonville.
No, I do, too.
I like Dallas. The home underdog here. Going in the Jerry world, I like the Cowboys to get a win here.
So then Jacksonville would fall to 3-3 with a loss.
No, I know.
I think Dallas is just so bad. Every team in the NFC East right now is bad.
I'll take them, though.
I'll go 25 on you.
Yeah, me too, Frames.
I like the home underdog here. I'm not going to tell you my secret here, but I like the Cowboys here.
We figured it out.
No, I got a few of them, though.
All right. I'm taking Jacksonville. Do you want to bet?
Do I? Yeah. I'll take Dallas.
Okay. You want to bet against me, too?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
It's down.
Tennessee 3-2 hosting the Ravens at 3-2. This should be a good one at Tennessee in the afternoon. Spread on this one?
Tennessee. I got -3 Ravens.
I'm going to take the home dog.
See, I like Baltimore here. No, I do. I do like Baltimore.
I like Baltimore, too, to get back on track.
I'm just saying I like Baltimore.
Tennessee just lost to the Buffalo.
I don't like them better than life itself, but I like Baltimore.
Well, you got a team that lost to Buffalo and Tennessee and a team that lost to Cleveland and Baltimore. Yeah.
I think Cleveland's good, though. Like, better than Buffalo. I know the record's pretty much the same.
Okay. Well, we don't have to bet on this.
I will. If you guys want to go, I'll go.
No, I'm not.
Do you like it?
I like Tennessee. You don't have to. You do not have to bet every game. Okay. I've already got 200 in the kitty.
Jeez.
Yep.
All right, I'll take... I'll take Baltimore. Well, I'll take Baltimore minus 3, 25. Fine. I'll take Baltimore. Put it down, Rhodes.
And the Sunday night game.
We're going to break Twitter.
Patriots are 3-2. They host the Chiefs. The spread on this.
Pats favored at home minus 3.
Yeah, I'll take them. I'll take New England.
Oh, I think Kansas City keeps it going here.
No.
No. No, I think the wrong team is favored here. Kansas City's a better team. I'll take the Chiefs. I know the Patriots have looked better as of late. Kansas City's going to win this game.
I'm going to sit out the betting on this one, but I will take New England.
Rhodes, what do you like?
I like Kansas City.
Yeah.
I like Kansas City to come into Foxborough and go continue their undefeated streak.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's going to be a showdown. The Chiefs and Rams both undefeated when they face off in Mexico City in about a month's time.
I would take the over on this game, though, for sure.
It seems like the Patriot games usually do go over the total.
Do we 59. Know the over 59?
59.
I take the over.
There's some big over and unders. 59, 57 out there.
I really would. I mean, Chiefs defense is awful. Patriots defense isn't great.
Yeah,
both good offenses.
No, I like the over in this one too.
Yeah.
So no bet for me, Rhodes.
All right, we'll post those online. We'll post those on Twitter. The big one is Monday night. I've got the Packers minus 9.5. After watching what they did in Detroit, I'm gonna say, yep, that's a team that can beat any team by 10 points.
That's no analysis. That's just your heart.
That's just me being dumb.
Okay. Well, I'd say the Packers, to me, haven't shown any reason why they should be like a 9.5-point favorite. They shouldn't be a 9.5-point favorite against West Dallas Hale at this point. You were to tell me the Huskies were on the field against those guys. Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.